Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. We're looking at Psalm 33, God's unfailing love. Here is the psalm. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the ten-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm for ever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord, for he is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Verses 1 to 3. How joyful God wants the praise to be of all he counts as righteous and upright. Worshipful praise is helped by playing skillfully harp and lyre, singing a new song, and even shouts of joy. This is honouring organised and enthusiastic praise. Do we worship God like this? Verses 4 to 5. The Lord's word, faithfulness, love for righteousness and justice, and unfailing love must feature in this praise. God is righteous, truthful, constant, just, generous and loving. The earth is filled with his love. Consider God's character. Verses 6 to 9. Here is a brief summary of how God created the heavens, earth and seas, by his word. Fear and revere him, because the mighty power and authority of his word made and established all this. Verses 10 to 19. God is also sovereign over all nations and all people. He sees and knows everyone and works out his perfect purposes, especially to bless those people who belong to him. His choice for them is an eternal inheritance in heaven. Personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the means he uses today to fulfill that plan of his. Any who turn from sin and trust that Jesus was punished for them in dying on the cross while bearing their sin is forgiven. He becomes one of God's people for whom heaven waits. Have you trusted him? Are you heaven bound for that inheritance one day? God's power to save, keep and help those who know him is far above any military or kingly strength or might. He watches over those with godly fear who hope in him, rejoicing in his unfailing love. He delivers them from death and famine. Eternal life and feeding on the bread of life are theirs in Christ. Verses 20 to 22. Psalm 33 ends with a lovely verse of commitment to the Lord. Will you pray it? Wait and hope in him as your help and shield. that your heart rejoice and trust in his holy name and unfailing love. Put all your hope in the Saviour, Jesus Christ. God bless you.